Who here wants to save Long Island Bus? Let's hear it.
Yeah!
An emotional MTA hearing went deep into the night last night in Hempstead. The Transit Authority is considering cutting service for some 16,000 Long Island bus riders beginning this summer. And the financially troubled Nassau County government says it wants to privatize all bus service. Alfonso Castillo covers transportation for Newsday. He was at the hearings at Hofstra University. Good afternoon, Alfonso.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me about the hearing. What was it for and who testified?
Well, the MTA's got to go through this procedure of having public hearings whenever they are planning on service cuts. So they had this one hearing in Hofstra. I'd estimate there were maybe about 500 people in the audience, more than 200 speakers, ranging from a lot of elected officials and community organizations, that sort of thing, to just the average bus rider, a lot of people with very emotional and heartbreaking stories about how much they rely on this bus system and how their lives would be impacted if it went away, particularly a lot of disabled riders who use the Long Island Bus's Able Ride program to get just about anywhere. They talk about pretty much being trapped in their homes without it.
What is the problem with the bus service? How did it come to this point where the MTA is talking about getting rid of it?
Well, the county owns the bus system since the early 1970s. The MTA has operated it on a contract, essentially as a kind of vendor, with the understanding that it was the county's responsibility to fund it. Somewhere along the line, the county began contributing less and less, and the MTA, when times were better, was willing to make up the difference. Obviously, the MTA has its own financial problems, as does everybody, and are no longer willing to do that. The county's reduced its subsidy to about $9 million of a $140 million budget and says they can't pay much more either. So, you know, you're at this kind of crossroads where nobody wants to pay for it.
Now, Nassau County wants to privatize the bus service. Can it do this in time to avoid any service disruptions?
It's really unlikely. You know, you're talking, again, 40 years of MTA operating this bus system and everything that comes with it. It's not something that can be done overnight. You know, conservatively, it would probably take months and months to do that. And the MTA says that these cuts will take effect in July. So, you know, I think there's a good possibility that these cuts are going to happen one way or the other, whether Nassau then inherits this smaller system and cuts further or restores some of those lines. You know, we'll wait and see. There's a lot of skepticism about the chances of success of a private system, especially considering how little money the county is saying they plan to invest in it.
How did Long Islanders at yesterday's hearing react to the idea of privatization?
Well, again, there's kind of a range of information that these riders have. You have some advocate types who are very savvy and knowledgeable on the situation, and I think for the most part they're pretty down on it as far as privatization. I think everybody would like to see a resolution that would keep Long Island Bus as it is. I think there's a feeling that the MTA is kind of the leader in this sort of thing and running a transit company. It's the largest transit provider in North America and has a certain level of expertise that they could do this and accountability. There's just a lot of questions about what would happen under a private operator. But I think, for many, many people, especially as you kind of got into the wee hours of the night and most of the politicians, you know, kind of left and all that, and you just kind of got down to the riders. The riders didn't know and probably didn't much care about what the political infighting was. All they know is that they're just horrified over the prospect of losing their bus service.
Alfonso Castillo covers transportation for Newsday. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.